Hello everyone, welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is with Esmeralda Leone. Esmeralda and I have been doing this show together since 2008? I think she was on the show for the first time in 2008. That's a very long time. And then we started doing this live together in late 2009? Oh boy. Anyways, this is just a catch-up episode. Merle and I haven't talked. I call her Merle, everyone else calls her Esmeralda. And by everyone, I mean the people that hear her on WGN. Esmeralda and I just catch up. We talk a little bit about Prince, but we mostly talk about Drag Race. Without further ado, here's a very relaxed, enjoy your job on a Friday podcast. How are you?
Good! How are you?
I'm not mourning the death of Prince, are you?
I mean, it stinks.
So did you like Prince?
Because Prince. I mean, I remember, you know, I liked Cream and Get Off and Diamonds and Pearls.
Did you only know of Diamonds and Pearls because of the bar we used to work at?
No, I knew those way back when they first came out because I remember seeing the videos nonstop.
But we're both in our, I'm 33. Are you 32 or 33?
I'm 33 now.
Okay, so we're both 33. We didn't, like,
yes.
By the time Prince had, like, peaked, we were, like, still under 10 years old.
Yeah, and it was very inappropriate for me to be listening and watching these videos.
Absolutely. So, but, like, so I never really got into Prince. I remember know Prince more of as a Jehovah's Witness than anything else.
Oh, really? See, no, I know him from that stuff, and then, you know, I know Purple Rain and that whole album and that.
I know more of the
Bat Dance. I remember thinking, oh yeah, the Bat Dance. Yeah, that too. I remember the Prince with No Name Prince.
Exactly, which is not a good Prince to remember.
Prince, formerly known as Prince. But Butt Cheeks out at the MTV Video Music Awards Prince.
And we were 9 years old when he did that.
And I was watching it.
But since we've done the show, David Bowie has passed away.
Yes.
And I felt way more connected to that.
Yeah, no, I could see because you totally love David Bowie. Didn't you say you'd go gay for David Bowie?
I didn't say I'd go gay for David Bowie, but like I wouldn't. I feel because that's sort of a hack move to say I'd go gay for David Bowie because like.
So if he had propositioned you, would you have?
If a Velvet Goldmine for situation, if a Velvet Goldmine situation like rose to the occasion, yeah, I would go ahead and do it. But, like, I'm still a straight white man in America, so it's, like, it's kind of bullshit for me to be like, I would totally go gay for that guy. By the way, I'm still going to be considered a straight white man and everywhere I go in this country, and I'm going to not lose any of my rights. So, yeah, I'd go gay for Bowie. But you know what I mean? It's, like, this bullshit hypothetical that's very unfair to everyone who happens to be gay. That being said, yeah, of course.
Right. You would have a sensual night with David Bowie.
Yeah, that's different. I feel like any normal human being would do the same thing.
You know, it's also Iggy Pop's birthday.
It is Iggy Pop's birthday. He is 70 now?
Either 69 or 70.
I
don't know how long I don't know how he's lasted this long.
69. He turned 69 today. Whenever you see that photo of Bowie, Lou Reed, and Iggy Pop, I'm just so surprised that he's the one that's alive.
Yeah, he's the last one. I wonder if he won the big prize.
Yeah, not dying is the big prize. He won it.
What are those called, though? The Tauntauns, or what are they?
Tauntauns?
You make a pact.
What?
It was in The Simpsons. All the old army guys, Grandpa Simpson and Mr. Burns, were in an army troop.
Yes, shit. Oh, God. What is that? Okay, so.
I forget what it's called. Okay. I want to say it's like a Tauntaun or something like that.
Simpsons.
Something along those lines.
Abraham, Mr. Burns, art deal. Wasn't that the premise of it?
Yeah, it was all the art. Yeah, it was money from the war.
Oh, Tontine.
And so, Tontine. See, I was close.
Yeah, you were very close. Tontine. Tontine. Yeah, it's you're 100% right.
There you go. Well, if they had one, they'd pop one.
Yeah, okay. Now, I've known you for almost half my life at this point, but most of the people in Chicago have known you probably from the past year, year and a half. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, on the morning show, on Brand Meyer's morning show.
But when now I was at you're Blue doing, Loop. Like, is it considered late night or crazy early in the morning radio?
It's overnights.
Overnights, okay. Are you getting, like, weirdo fans from this stuff?
Not more than the usual.
What was the usual stuff? Because Brand Meyer, I'm assuming people listen to on their way to work, but this is like, I'm up all night and I'm listening to the Nick DiGiulio show.
Right, but it's kind of the same people.
What's that kind of person like?
They're very local Chicagoans. Very old school. And they're fiercely loyal, old school, local people.
Is that good or bad?
No, that's great. Okay. That's good.
Do you feel like you ever want to move?
I think it's a kind of thing of no, any fan's a good fan, maybe?
You're saying that with hesitation.
I mean, they're listening. Well, because, you know, there's... like crazy stalker people, those are really good fans.
Do you have any of those?
I don't, no.
Does Nick?
I don't think so. Does None that we know of. I don't know, there could be someone stalking us and we could know.
Does anything about radio scare you anymore?
No, absolutely not.
That's good. When was the last time you were on mic or about to say something and you were nervous?
Oh, nope. That doesn't happen. No, honestly, you know what? When I get nervous is when I was doing news before for a month or two. That scared me.
Why?
Because it was information I had to give. I had to give the proper information on important things. And... that's what scares me is being wrong about something that's like proper information. If it's just, you know, my opinion or whatever, that's fine. I can be wrong. But if it's I need to be accurate with news or with the traffic and things like that. That kind of scares me. That makes me a little nervous. But the traffic stuff I'm so used to now, I trust myself more. But news, yeah, that's very frightening to not get the facts right.
When is the last time you drove a car?
Maybe a year or two.
Does anybody that know that you're the traffic person know you don't drive?
I think so. Yeah, they know I don't drive.
Do you want to drive?
I mean, I don't need to. I don't need to drive to know what's going on the roads.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like I have to drive around to know that there's an accident over here or that something's slow on a road. And I've driven before, so it's not like I've never driven in my entire life and I know nothing of the city. That'd be different if I was just like, yeah, no, I don't know where anything is.
Do you feel like you know every single corner of the city at this point?
No.
When is the last time you were on the South Side? No.
The farthest I've... like a month ago I was in Bridgeport. That's okay. As far as I've been.
What were you in Bridgeport for?
It was Chinese New Year. Went to... it was Valentine's Day. Went to Maria's Packaged Goods and Pleasant House Bakery. Had a one of them pies. What? It's a pie. Very much celebrating Chinese New Year with British inspired pies.
I'm looking at your apartment right now. There's when did you move in there?
Oh God, like 2 years ago, and it still looks like I'm moved in. I just moved in.
Why isn't there anything on any of the walls?
Oh, Oh, that's because I'm very, not lazy, but I don't know what to do.
What, do you want to do anything?
No, I do. I just don't know what to do.
Do you own any art that you don't hate?
No, I actually don't. I don't own any.
Okay. Should we get you?
I don't own any.
Should we get you a version of the Chicago flag, maybe made of knickknacks of other things, like every other Chicago apartment, and just put that in every other corner and make it look like a new bar that popped up in Logan Square in the last 6 months?
No, thanks. Actually, this is the most art I have right now, and I still haven't hung it up because I don't have any nails. I have to go get nails.
Do you have an Amazon account, an Amazon Prime account? All right, so you're showing me, it looks like Japanese something. It's pixelated.
Yeah, it's some Asian things that my mom gave me.
For the listener at home, Esmeralda happens to be an Asian woman.
Only a quarter.
It's still more, it's not, for some reason I feel like it's less offensive if you're like, I'm a quarter Asian, so I could say these things.
It just sounds weird to be like, you're an Asian woman. It's like, nah.
You're as much
not
an
a
Asian,
whole one.
You're as much an Asian woman as I am Italian man.
There you go.
So that counts.
Okay. No, there are these like things. These were hanging in my parents' house for the longest time, and then she gave them to me. And they're just these little scenery things. There's like a bird flying to a bamboo stick or something.
Is that a Prince reference?
It could be. Maybe my parents were huge Prince fans, and I didn't know.
So tonight,
the other one has two cranes.
So tonight you're gonna go on the radio.
Yes.
And you're most likely gonna talk about Prince for the majority of the show.
I think so. I forget if Nick actually really likes Prince, or because if not, because when Bowie died, we did the whole time. We did a whole thing on Bowie.
Well, I know that Nick and I have talked about professional wrestling, and China also died.
Yeah, he did a bit of a thing last night on her as well. But it wasn't too long.
That was like during your show when that news broke, right?
Right. Yes. So he was able to talk about it.
Do you find yourself
last night
knowing more about
things, or this morning?
Sure. Do you find yourself knowing more about things that you would have never cared about because you're doing this type of show?
Yeah. And just before, like I said before, I was doing the news. I was, you know, reporting on when I was reporting that I was doing the Paris bombings had happened, and they were I was having to report kind of breaking news when they were raiding the apartment in, I believe, Brussels. Or somewhere, I forget where, in Paris, but they were raiding one of the apartments. So I had to, like, keep up to date with that. And I would never, like, just in my own daily life, I would have learned about it at the end, but not having to had to keep up with it.
Have you butchered a name or a location and just felt horrible?
Oh, my God, yeah. No, I did. It was really bad. No, I have. I forget who, but, yeah. I did a couple times. But I got my Wyomings. I do Wyomings now.
What is that?
Remember, I told you that for pretty much my whole life, I was saying Wyoming.
Yeah, but how has it ever come up? I thought you had like a new Wyoming.
Exactly. That's why it never really no one notices. How many times do you say Wyoming?
You're a woman from Joliet reporting in Chicago. You're never going to have to say Wyoming.
This would be a good time to point out that there are some upcoming shows. First and foremost, one of the reasons why we're doing this show, the one you're listening to right now, is because being Esmeralda and I, are going to be back at the Hungry Brain. We haven't been there in a minute because it closed for a long time, but it's reopened, and I'm very excited. I can't speak for her. She's her own person. Anyways, that show is going to be on Thursday, May 26th. So Thursday, May 26th in Chicago, Illinois, Esmeralda and I will be at the Hungry Brain for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. I'll go backwards, because that's how most brains work, yeah? That's how you plan your life? That's horrible. I'm not going to go backwards. I'm going to go forwards next week on Saturday, April 30th, in Washington, D.C., I will be hosting one of the stages at the Kingman Island Bluegrass Festival. That is the whitest thing you can do that day, and I will be hosting one of the stages. the following Thursday, May 5th, at the Looking Glass Lounge, the Dream Jukebox Series returns. That's just where me and a bunch of other people DJ, and we play records we like. Come and hang out. It's fun. The next night, on Friday, May 6th, Allison Lane and I will be hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at the Wonderland Ballroom in Washington, D.C. And then on Saturday, May 21st, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live goes to Atlanta for the first time ever for the Crom Comedy Festival. We did Crom last year in Omaha, and it was one of the most fun shows of the year. I think it might also be the best in terms of guest lineup. There were no lulls. Best musical performance. Yeah, I think that I want to say 2015's best show was at Crom in Omaha. So hopefully it'll be half as good as that, and then it'll be very enjoyable. I'm setting the bar way too high. Anyways, back to the show. One last time, Merle and I, May 26th at the Hungry Brain. I didn't know about the McDonald's thing. Everything else I knew about.
Right. I just heard about that. The thing that amazes me of that art, so it's essentially everyone does it. I mean, I try not to because this is my worst fear, is what happened to this kid.
Yeah.
They took water cups, they asked for water cups and dumped out the water and got sodas instead at the McDonald's, and they got caught.
And it's, yeah, but they got caught, and now there's a, they were called, the cops were called, and it's a robbery.
Right, but that's because the manager got kind of run over, too. That's kind of I like that the one who couldn't get arrested, he was 18, he freaked out, and he tried to run away. And then the manager, I don't know why he's deciding to be the hero in this situation. He like threw himself in front of the car.
Why care?
I know, like that. I would be like, you know what? Whatever.
Have you ever had a job where you cared about it that much?
No, but I will say that maybe it was a situation of he had had enough. Maybe those kids were making fun, or they were doing something to where he was just like, no, I'm not letting this go. What if he was going to get in trouble?
I 100% agree with you that that is what happened. That being said, I don't care. Like, why would you take it out on them? Who cares? Just leave. You should quit your job and or just not show up and clock in. Like, that makes more sense to me than to call the cops for
anything. He's a manager. You know, he's probably one of those, or she was probably one of those managers who really takes everything seriously, and this is their life. You ever had one of those managers?
Yeah, but maybe that's just the flaw in me. I think it was yesterday where I was reminded that I was held up at gunpoint and didn't know it at Blockbuster.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So I used to work at the Blockbuster video. Go find it, people. On Lake Street, right between, like 2-3 blocks from Chicago, 2-3 blocks in Oak Park, right? So it's between Ridgeland and Austin. So that's where.
What is it?
I have not a Blockbuster, is my guess. So, I was either like the summer going into my freshman year of college, or yeah, that was it. It was the summer going into my freshman year of college, and I was some guy came in. He's like, "Hey, I need to talk to your manager." And it was like really insistent. And I was like, oh, yeah, they're in the office. And then I like walked him back to the office, and the guy kept poking me in the back. And I was like, yeah, I'm walking you to the back, to the office. Like, hold on. And then I like went back to the front. And then he like screamed out 5 minutes later, like, where's your fucking manager? I was like, they're back there, dude. Like, I'll knock on the door again. And I went and I knocked on the door again. I'm like, there's nothing more I could do. And then like 5 minutes later, he just ran out. And
wait, and this was a robbery
at the time? Yeah, he was trying to rob the safe and he had a gun.
Wait a minute. So wait, the time when you're walking him to the manager, did you know that you were being robbed?
Nope. I did not know I was being robbed because he had it in his hoodie.
The fact that you yelled at him.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know what I could.
It was a total, like, teenager, like, whatever, man, I don't care. Like, and, yeah, the manager was watching the whole thing on video, on the, like, the video the closed circuit thing. And she's like, oh, yeah, I was not going to open that door.
Oh, wow. So you could have maybe gotten shot.
Yeah, because...
And your manager was like, here.
Yeah. So the guy ran, and she's like, yeah, he had a gun. I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, she's like, do you want to call the cops? Like, he had a gun. I was like, I don't care. Like, he didn't shoot me. It's fine. Whatever, man. Like, that's my attitude towards this, and that's how it relates to the McDonald's thing. I'm like, who cares? Just let him take a soda. It's a nickel. Whatever. It's not your Blockbuster. I'm going to risk my life for Blockbuster. Fuck you guys. Bring a gun in. Just take whatever you want. I don't care. Don't shoot me. The end. And that's why Blockbuster.
Although
video,
you didn't
know. No, I did not know he had a gun until after the fact.
You didn't know that he was robbing you either, right? Like, you were just, you just thought he was asking for a manager?
Yeah, that's the point. You shouldn't care that much about your job. That way, you're just not going to get, you're not going to get shot. You're not going to let the store get robbed because you don't even know it's a robbery. You don't care.
I'm amazed he didn't ask you to empty the cash register.
You couldn't, he asked, a different customer previously had asked me to make change, and it's in Blockbuster. It wasn't those kind, it wasn't like a bar one. You had to like scan in a thing, and I was like, I can't, I'm sorry, man. So.
Oh, so, wow, at least he knew that and didn't just yell at you, like, open it!
Yeah, that would have been clear. I would have been like, just take the thing, I don't fucking care. This was also the same year where they started selling the CEO's book on the counter, like the autobiography of, or biography of the owner of Blockbuster Video, like, be rich like this piece of shit. So I was already...
You mean Mr.
Blockbuster. And his wife, Video, Miss Video, so Blockbuster Video... So dumb. Yeah, I didn't care. Why would you care? If you have a job, like your job, you should care about. You like your job.
Well, I mean, no one's going to rob me.
That's true.
At work.
Because of your job, do you ever go to bars anymore?
Yeah, I go on the weekends.
Okay.
I can't go during the week because I'm essentially... I mean, if I have dinner or something like that, I'll go have a drink, but... Yeah, I can't go to a bar anymore during the week.
Do you even notice it? I mean, we're in our 30s now. It's not as big of a deal. But, like, how has your behavior changed because of your job? Like, what has it forced you to not be able to do?
I can't go out during the week. And I used to do that. And I really kind of miss it because there's a lot of stuff that keeps going on. Where I'm like, oh, I want to go to that. But then when I could, I rarely even did go out. But now it's more of like, I would.
What's the thing that you miss the most? Like, what's the one regular thing, be it a TV show, a restaurant special thing, a comedy show, a music show? What's like one consistent thing that you just can't do anymore due to the job?
Oh, so there's a show every Wednesday night called Fabitat. It's at it's in the bar under the double door called Door Number 3, and it's a drag show. And it's every Wednesday, not every Wednesday, it's like maybe every other Wednesday. But that I would go pretty regularly. It was a lot of fun. I knew the people bartending and some of the people in the drag shows, so it was fun to see just people that I don't normally see on a daily basis, or I don't really hang out with most of the people that go to there. So I would see them there.
That's a great example because I've never heard of either of those things, be it the show or the bar underneath the double door having its own identity.
Yeah, it's recent. It's maybe a year now that it's been like that. Yeah, that they have this whole identity called Door Number 3 downstairs.
Are you currently watching Drag Race?
I'm like on episode 3 or 4.
But you're watching season 8.
I started catching up, and so I'm on like 3 or 4.
Who is your favorite queen this season?
Kim Chi.
Yeah.
And not just because she's from Chicago. She's too cute.
What are your thoughts on Bob?
I like Bob. Bob's okay. He really needs to up his game, honestly. He's funny and all, but his drag, like the last one I saw was the one where he was that robot in that sad costume. It's like, okay. It's like you're a reject from Tron.
Did you watch season seven?
I didn't.
That I'm in the midst of season seven. I'm currently up to the most recent season eight, but I've seen two through six, and I've seen Drag Race All Stars. Seven is hands down the worst.
Oh no. Who was the winner? Is that the or do you know who won or
I
are
think
you
I know
saving
who
it?
won, and I think I only know who won because of the first episode of season eight when they do like all previous eight queens photo shoot. And but like there's it's so not good. And seasons five and six were so good. It's so disappointing.
I mean, this one, I was watching even the lip syncs. I was like, you know, you guys are gonna go home, right? Like, you better fucking work this. And they don't. That's like all sad. I'd be like, I would not want to go see a show with any of you in it.
Eight, it gets, trust me, it gets better and better every single episode, no pun intended.
Hope so. Like, this is a good, I mean, yeah, because they're just weeding out the losers.
You know, I got to work with Adore Delano last year.
Was that?
She was the runner up, and I want to say season six.
Okay.
And I got to work with her at DC Pride. She was fucking amazing.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, Sharon Needles was a favorite of both of ours, but like, she kind of has a little Sharon Needles, but it's way more approachable and less like spooky and more like fun young person. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, no, I've seen her. I've seen some of her videos.
Who's your favorite queen in the history of Drag Race?
Oh my gosh. Crap. It has to be let's see. I love Manila.
Manila's good.
Manila, and then sadly I follow Willem.
Well, I worked with Willem two prides ago.
Oh, how did that go?
Willem is great and super easy to work with, and not what you'd expect from seeing Willem on Willem's season. It's more like how they use Willem post-Willem season, where it's like, fuck you, whatever. It's a lot more fun than you'd expect Willem to be.
Okay.
Really great, shockingly great. Because, yeah, the season that Willem was kicked off of, like, he comes off as a fucking asshole.
Right. And now
So
no,
great.
most people don't know this, so I guess this is insider or whatever. Does he remind you of Matt Laporte?
Oh, yeah. But the person that reminds me most of Matt LaPorte is Raven.
Yes. No, I
So,
can see that.
yeah. We are literally speaking to, in theory, I shouldn't say literally, maybe three people know what we're talking about at this point.
Yeah, now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
The Venn diagram of Drag Race, you meet everybody in Matt LaPorte is very, very small. So we're gonna do the show at the Brain.
We are
Is that gonna be weird?
the brain.
Have you been? You've been back.
I have been, and there's been a lot of one. There's no more stuff. There's no more stuff on the walls. The bar is still there, but it's all new furniture. There's a couple of things. There's a couple lamps there. I'm like, oh, that was at the old place, and things like that. But they've done a lot of remodeling, which is good. The place was a bit. It needed a little bit of some help. So the floors have been redone. The bathrooms have been redone. So new chairs, tables, that kind of thing.
Do you think it'll be weird for us to do it there?
I don't think so. I mean, the stage is still there.
So
Oh, there's a new system. There's a new speaker system, I believe. So there's
in theory, there will be less technical difficulties.
I hope so. I haven't been there for a show, but I would hope because it's newer. Cross fingers.
We've done the show at a lot of different places, and so like it never feels weird to not do it at the Hungry Brain, but I for some reason feel like this is going to be like hooking up with an ex-girlfriend or something.
Yeah, but this is like, and then the ex-girlfriend, you can't really, you recognize her, but you don't recognize her because she's had a lot of work done.
Yeah, so this is like dating Willem season four and then current Willem after all the work.
Yeah. It's like it's familiar, but things are like, oh, I don't remember that.
I'm glad that you're still watching Drag Race.
Yeah, no, and I had stopped actually, yeah, because I hadn't seen the seventh. or the sixth season, just because I didn't have cable. And now I'm realizing, oh, if I go on Logo, I just have to suffer through insufferable commercials, but I can still watch it.
Watch season six.
Okay. Is that the one with Bianca?
Bianca Del Rio? I think that she's before season six.
Oh, okay. Maybe, but I haven't seen
season six, the winner, or maybe it is Bianca. I don't know. Anyways, the season six is good. And it was one that I knew who won, but because of season eight. But if I didn't know, I would have been happy with the final three regardless. And that is not the case every time. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I hope I never stop being a straight white man that's super into Drag Race.
No, that's awesome. I know another straight white male who likes Drag Race.
That's awesome. Almost.
So you're not the only one.
It's just Drag Race and wrestling to me are the exact same thing. And I know I can't talk to you about wrestling, so.
Yeah, no, I don't really follow that at all.
That's for the best.
Is it?
100% yes, it's for the best.
I feel like you keep indoctrinating people and they seem happier with life, I think.
I'm definitely indoctrinating people, but like, I don't think that it's taking because of me. I think it's just like, I've been harassed so many times, I might as well give it a shot.
They were just secret wrestling fans. They didn't know it.
Yeah.
You had to turn the light.
Who are you going to miss more, Prince or China?
Oh, God. I'm sorry, but Prince.
And I'm going to go with China. That's why it's a good relationship.
Oh, boy.